So let's talk about the bills that actually went through. First, the Reptile Decedents Estates Bill. It did a lot of little things, little tweakings and clarified stuff. And again, this is all in the paper to look at. So I'm going to point out some of the high points. One thing that it did, it clarified that generation skip and transfer taxes are not covered by the provision in Chapter 124 dealing with the allocation of taxes among all beneficiaries unless the will provides otherwise. So it obviously a GST tax is more directly related to the nature of the beneficiary, and so it didn't need to be covered and allocated among all beneficiaries. So we clarified that. We've also clarified that children who are adopted equitably or by estoppel are considered adopted children, just like any other formally adopted child. This was necessary because there appeared to be some confusion among some of the different areas in Texas as to the courts as to whether or not an equitable adoption had all of the same rights and duties that a formal adoption did. So now we fixed that. Another thing that was changed is that now when we have to do, when we're doing our affidavit that says that we've notified everybody of a will's probate, we also have to state not only a minor if there's a beneficiary, but the person who is waiving on that minor's behalf if that is what is being done and their relationship to the minor. So the court can know that how everybody got notice and if a minor's involved, why the person waiving on behalf of the minor, why that person was waiving on behalf. Some more substantive things we've done. One is that we changed the small estate affidavit. It has been $50,000 for longer than I've been practicing, longer than most of us have been practicing, and now it is $75,000. So it's a little bit of a bump. It is not strictly in line with inflation based on what it was back when it was $50,000, but it's certainly a higher number, and so we were able to get that through.